It's funny how a small phrase, a small sentence can sum up a victorious presidential campaign or a failed one. We all remember the George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes, didn't turn out well for him. We always think of Reagan saying, there you go again. Well, what does Barack Obama's words tell us? Welcome to Delegator Daily Thoughts, daily podcast. This is Doug Hagan again, and there's a piece at the Wall Street Journal, and it's about four little words that may seal the fate of the Obama re-election campaign, may make him into a one-term president. And I found this at American Power blog. The piece is by Kimberly Strassel, and you can get it at Donald Douglas's American Power blog. That's AmericanPowerBlog.blogspot.com, or you can just go to the source at the Wall Street Journal under the Potomac Watch page. It's entitled Four Little Words, and this is what makes it has the Obama campaign extremely concerned. Strassel writes, what's the difference between a calm and cool Barack Obama and a rattled and worried Barack Obama? Four little words, it turns out. You didn't build that. It's swelling to such heights that it has the president somewhere unprecedented on defense. Mr. Obama has felt compelled, for the first time in this campaign, to cut an ad in which he directly responds to the criticisms of his now infamous speech. Complaining his opponent took his words out of context. That ad follows two separate ones from his campaign attempting damage control. His campaign appearances are now about backpedaling and proclaiming his love for small businesses, and the Democratic National Committee produced its own panic memo, which vowed to turn the page on Mr. Romney's out of context BS, thereby acknowledging that Chicago has lost control of the message. The Obama campaign has elevated poll testing and focus grouping to near clinical heights, and the results drive the president's every action. His policies, his campaign venues, his targeted demographics, his messaging that Mr. Obama felt required to address the you didn't build that meme means his vaunted focus groups are sounding alarms. Now, this obsession with tested messages is precisely why the president's rare moments of candor, when the mask slips, in other words, on free enterprise, on those who cling to their guns and religion, or on the need to spread the wealth around, are so revealing. They are a look at the real man. It turns out Mr. Obama's dismissive words towards free enterprise closely mirror a speech that liberal Massachusetts Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren gave last August. Now, y'all may remember this. Ms. Warren made the argument that government is the real source of all business success because the roads and the bridges, without the roads and bridges, you couldn't build your businesses. Of course, without businesses and people paying taxes, those roads and bridges wouldn't get built, but she and Obama ignore that. That speech went viral and made a profound impression among the liberal elites. They've been pushing for its wider adoption. Mr. Obama chose to road test it on the national stage, presumably thinking it would underline his argument for why the wealthy should pay more. It was a big political misstep, and now has the Obama team seriously worried. Now, in his speech where he said those four words, you didn't build that. Remember those words? You didn't build. If you got a business, you didn't build that. Someone else made that happen. What an arrogant ass. No, Mr. President. The businessman made it happen. His team, his employees, they made it happen. This idea that everything is a collective success just exposes what you are, Mr. President. You are a Marxist. Everything is collective. There's no individual. Individualism isn't allowed. No, you've got to be part of the collective. And everything has to come from the God of the collective, the God of the Marxists. And that's big, expansive government. Government that regulates and taxes and picks who wins, who loses, and how much excess and how much money people can keep and how much they can earn and how much they have to pay in taxes. And ultimately we'll decide who gets health care, who doesn't, who gets treatment, who gets medicine, who doesn't. We'll all be coming from big government if Barack Obama's vision is ever truly implemented. God help us. In the same speech, he said those four words. He began by talking about why we can't be cutting programs that help innovation. We've got to make the rich pay more. It's always about someone paying more. The reason that message isn't working is very simple. The American people have written check after check after check after check after check. And every time they write a check, the government goes out and spends that check, and then spends 10 times that check, and then 20 times that check, and 35 times that check. And then the government comes back wanting more. And the government never talks about curbing spending, never talks about cutting programs, unless it's the military, of course. All they want to do is more. Barack Obama talks about taxing the rich, making the rich pay their fair share, whatever kind of stupid cliche they use that time. But we know now. We know what will happen. If those taxes go up, revenues go up to the government, which they won't because tax increases don't equal increased revenue. Tax cuts do. Reagan, Kennedy, Coolidge, George W. Bush all proved that as presidents. When those supposed revenues go up, when the government gets more money, what do? Do they pay down the debt when they get extra money? No. They spend that and then spend more they don't have yet. The spending us into oblivion. That's not working. Obama's economic records, what he has to run on now. He can't run on hope and change and we are the ones we've been waiting for and blah, 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 whatever. He can't run on that anymore, folks. He has to run on his record, and his record sucks. His record is abysmal. Trust me, Jimmy Carter was more competent than Barack Obama. That's why the class warfare card. That's why he's been playing this different version of the class warfare card over and over to try to make people feel that if they don't vote for Obama, they'll lose this and they'll lose benefits and lose everything because, well, the government's your mommy and daddy. That's why he's been trying to create as many dependent people on the government. That's not out of compassion. That's not because he thinks that's the best thing for the country. That's because that's a re-election campaign. That's a re-election issue. Remember those four little words. You didn't build that. Well, I've got four words for you, President Obama. And I think we'll be able to say this in a few months. We did build that. And you didn't get reelected. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. We will talk later, my friends.